the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't cry and I'm not scared of nothing. But this band, they took both of those things and made a great band. Here we go. Let's get it. Tears for Fears.
I love them.
Sounds like a charity that Paige did to drink alcohol with homosexuals, but...
Oh, Lord.
It's Pride Month. That's why he said it.
I did. What are you eating?
Why are you eating it like that?
Like, so seductively?
She was staring at you eating it like
she
that.
She looked like she's in a commercial trying to advertise some yogurt, and she just went...
The anti-diarrhea
like, she
yogurt.
She just licked the bottom of that spoon when she put it in her mouth.
Looking at you the whole time. I thought she was staring at our bussy sign we got for Pride Month up here, but no.
Oh, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
She was licking the frenulum of the spoon.
She was.
That's where the lip of the spoon hits the stem. Uh-huh. That's the frenulum.
She got the whole thing.
A silversmith told me about that.
I'm looking at you, buddy. What were you eating? The yogurt?
Yeah, what is it, for real?
My diet protein stuff.
Oh, I forgot.
It looks like soup.
It doesn't smell like soup.
What flavor is it?
Vanilla.
It's just so plain.
It's banana, we call it.
I will have chocolate another day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, you'll never be back. You won't.
Once you go chocolate.
It's true. My protein shake, for real. I had, let me take this Kleenex out of my nose. I had, I was getting strawberry. And this got kind of burnt out on the same flavor.
Oh,
and
strawberry.
I tried rich chocolate.
Strawberry.
Never went back.
Well, all that stuff flavored chocolate usually tastes like chocolate milk. Like, it's always pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's with real cocoa, not lab-created cocoa, which is what Hershey's
That's
uses
good.
Now, which I found that out the other day. And I was like, that's what I was kind of harping on a minute ago. What is real?
Sons of bitches.
No, I ain't talking about AI videos or Paige's Instagram. I'm talking I'm talking about food. This the thing about...
I'm here for it.
The company that is known worldwide, I ain't talking about Linder. I ain't talking about...
That's really the company, Linder.
Toblerone. I tell you what, that's for you. As a kid, I've never felt more put in my place than when I couldn't afford those.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All the preppy kids were walking around like it was some status symbol. Like it was a baton, you know. Oh, I got my Toblerone. I'm like, well, I could
choke on it.
Afford that. I had to go to the Nut Hut.
Do they sell that at school?
Yes.
Because we had...
It's not a candy store anymore, by the way.
No. They.
The Reese's, like the three.
Well, to save money, they're now making lab-created cocoa because cocoa is so expensive. Now, in what other industry, if something is so expensive, give me an industry of or some, you know.
Oil.
That's a bad one.
Okay.
That's every industry. Makeup, like, I was thinking about that the other day. We think of oil as just gas. It's your lubes. It's your beard oil. It's your makeup.
Cooking
it's
oil.
Your Vaseline and your KY jelly.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Kentucky, jelly, all that stuff.
Various others.
Give me another one besides gas.
What'd you say, Paige? She said
I say construction because you need things that are real.
I'm a builder. Builder. So, and this is a good example. I can't afford wood anymore. The lumber prices are crazy.
Well, what the hell are you going to use then?
Well, what people did back in the day was they went and got a bunch of wood chips and compressed them into sheets of wood called compressed wood. Your entertainment centers and whatnot are made from that.
You know what they do now? They try to blame it on tariffs, so they'll still charge you more, and then they'll try to get that money back from the government.
So, yes.
So they make it twice.
Even that comes from oil, though. I mean, you know, the argument for that. So when cocoa... is getting so expensive. The company that's known for that, and that involves Mars, M&M, and Hershey's. Look it up for real. They're lab growing cocoa now.
I wonder if they do it in Georgia. Like close to us, there's a plant down there. Is it Hershey or is it Mars? One of those down there.
Between data centers and food labs, like we ain't gonna have nowhere to live. And quote me with that great grammar.
Who's gonna be working in these robots?
I don't know. I don't. Probably the lab chemists in the chocolate factories now are robots.
Well, you would like
Willy
to think.
Willy Wonka would lose his mind if he lived to see
this. If we're going this way, lab engineered food, maybe it'll put healthier ingredients in it.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
It won't. It will still be processed, but maybe in a healthier way.
I want to. I didn't come prepared for that, but I want to read you exactly what that was about, and then also what's happening with especially chicken. And it's been the nugget is
it's the balls, right?
No, it's just pieces of chicken that kind of yeah. got. It's like when you go to the you grocery store and you say, hey, they got pineapples over there, but then they cut them for me and got them in this little cylindrical tube here. That was nice of them. Why'd they do that? Because half of it was rotten.
Yeah.
And they cut it off, and that's how they do it.
And half the nuggets aren't real.
It's compressed. It's compressed yeah. chicken. Well, then they've even figured out, now McDonald's fixed that.
Allegedly. All white meat.
Yeah.
I love nuggets.
They don't say it's day. You notice what they're reading. It's like when we call American cheese a cheese food. It's not cheese. It's a cheese food. They say all white meat. They don't say it's chicken, though, do they?
It's tasty, whatever it is.
Because I know when I wasn't having carbs, I would peel the, if I got nuggets because I couldn't go anywhere.
You're like Madman at Fat Camp.
And there's nothing.
Shut up, man.
There's nothing on them if you peel off the nuggets.
That's the best part. That's where they grease it up.
Lab-grown chocolate is produced by cultivating, why do they spell, and I've seen it, I know it says, what's the difference between cocoa and cacao, C-A-C-A-O, but we spell it cocoa. Is that two different things?
Well, is that a Spanish spelling?
I don't know.
I thought that was Spanish for doo-doo.
Cacao.
is it not?
I know what you're referring to, though. In bioreactors, rather than harvesting the expensive cocoa beans from trees driven by climate change and volatile cocoa prices, major companies like Cadbury, Mars, M&M, and Lindt, that's the expensive asset, making creative, commercial, viable, cell-cultured cocoa and cocoa butter. So it ain't even real chocolate anymore.
Oh.
No more.
Mi amigos, como se dice cacao, however you said it.
Oreo, owned by Mondelez International, which I've never heard of in my life. Mondelez.
That's the effect when you remember something
that's
different.
That's Mandela.
It's Montana effect.
They are saying, no, we will not use this. We will use just chocolate.
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
They're authentic.
Then. Yeah.
Lying.
Yeah.
Lion like hell.
Dark chocolate is supposed to be better for you and healthier for you.
Yeah, but
my dad preferred the dark meat.
Seen it now, though?
I knew he was cool. Man. Come on.
Now they got it 80%.
Foxy Brown was his favorite, man.
He loved Hot Spot. That was his jam. Take it to the Hot Spot and whatnot. The 80% dark chocolate is way too much. And they make it spicy with the peppers in it.
I like it a little salty.
Too many varieties. Oh, yeah, whoever started doing that. Adding salt. I'm not talking about when you make it, afterwards to the chocolate.
That ain't even real anymore. That's another lab-grown thing. The thing that we probably have so much of, salt.
I thought you were going to say people. But salt.
I like chocolate anyway.
It's that white meat. I'm sorry. I did interrupt you then. Go ahead.
No, I did.
I'm admitting. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I said I like chocolate any way I can get it. Light, dark. Milk.
God. Lab created?
No.
You got somebody going to pull up now. If you see a big donk in the parking lot, you did it.
I did not.
You brought that on yourself.
I know. You're going to look at E40s out there right now, Paige. She'd like to speak with you.
Oh, Lord.
Where Paige? Where Paige at?
Listen to the things that are now lab created. We now make, obviously, diamonds and gems. We know that.
Yeah.
Leather, which I know PETA and people will be like, oh, yeah, that's really good. I'm doing an impression of you, Paige.
Okay.
I knew that we were doing human skin for skin grafts. I don't have too much of an issue with that, I don't guess.
Unless your body rejects it.
Beef, butter, chicken,
How are they lab made when they're not
eggs?
Real.
Pork. Salmon. Who had salmon for dinner last night?
Mine was real.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't trust you when you start to get to the meats.
Because the skin is actually, salmon skin is good for you because it's got a lot of collagen in it.
Raspberries are incredibly expensive and hard to grow.
They are expensive.
The current environment, they're now lab creating that. Lab created silk, lab created coffee, and get ready for this, blow my mind. Lab created cotton.
There's still tons of cotton fields down in Marlboro County.
Lab created wood.
Why don't you just
put the salmon on the skin?
Instead of, you could do a controlled environment hydroponic place inside that has controlled temperatures. You don't need fake stuff.
You're talking about hydroponics. You really are going to get a hoopty show up out front. You really, really are.
Should have went out on that one. That was a good one.
Wow, dude. This is crazy. Honey.
Well, there's a shortage of bees.
Yeah, but like,
because there's not enough flowers.
If nature has said that's evolved, then why do we try to fight it?
Dude, what she's talking about, not enough flowers, we're kind of on that tip.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I read that like there are no bees at Augusta when they do the Masters. Like there's a way they can keep them out.
Well, I mean, there's...
How the hell do you...
There's real, like, you know, cayenne pepper is one of the, like, the not necessarily for pests. There's, like, some real good home remedies for, like, stuff that you pay. We love our bug people.
What's
the clinical word for those people?
What are they?
Exterminators?
Yeah.
It sounds like two, like...
Sounds kind of cool.
But it sounds like, you know... I'm an exterminator.
Who do you work for? Don't worry about it.
I've worked for the mafia.
I work for Patterson and Sons.
I used to paint houses, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Now you paint toilets.
Right. Oh, no. That's
2 outs that I missed.
Coffee.
Wow.
I don't know if I mentioned that one. I'm trying to give you
a big one.
A get out here. I'm just watching this SpaceX number. Almost.
Which they use coffee for enemas, too, by the way.
Yeah. That's be good for you.
Well, I'll get a Red Bull one. It'll give me wings. I wasn't a good one either, man.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, let's try to get as many of these on as we can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We spent a lot of time talking about various things.
Jaw jacking.
Talking about lab created things and
trying to
songs.
Make me hungry. Talking about Lucas Nelson and fake chocolate and. Pride Month.
Lucas Nelson makes you hungry. That's fun.
You said Willie.
Solid Advice Show, 1-800-774-0093. Anything that you need advice on, trivial or, real deep stuff. Let's go to the phone. This caller on line 7, Paige, it doesn't have a name on the screen. I don't know if Fat Boy forgot or not. And it's a private number, so.
Wow.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, man. You can call me Incognito.
I love that. It's like famous. That's like.
That's a good one.
That's like fancy anonymous. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody calls in as anonymous, and I thought I'd change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. So what's going on? What you need? What you got? Advice wise, you need.
Man, I need some advice about a friendship might be over, actually, and honestly, I don't know if I'm the bad guy in this situation or not.
Oh wow! How long have you been friends with this person?
Well, since high school, it's been over 20 years.
You know what's crazy, Incognito? If I may, Fatboy was in college for 20 years.
Yeah, almost.
How about that?
It was 19. Damn it,
19.
And you dropped out.
Well, you're a GED receiver. How about that? Anyway, sorry about that. Sorry about that, Annie. I work with a bully. Actually, two of them.
He's calling me Annie.
Well, Annie is short for Incognito. Wow. Annie. Back to your story, though. Seriously, let's don't let these bullies bother you.
Oh, please.
So about 16 years ago, one of his family members passed away. His dad.
Yeah.
Oh man, he was a great man. I knew him since high school too. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, like he was a boxer?
No. He fought hard against the disease.
See, I told you, B-U-L-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi. You a bully. You a bully.
He said he was a fighter. Now.
God bless. Seriously, though, sorry to hear that.
Whoops.
Any, I apologize for him.
Yeah, it's why I listen, but so yeah.
It's why I listen.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Well, his dad left him a vintage guitar in the will.
Oh, what kind of guitar was it?
A 1972 Gibson Les Paul Deluxe.
Oh, I don't know if it's that good.
Now we're talking.
Like, is that hundreds or thousands of dollars?
I mean, at the time, it was worth about $5,000.
I mean, look, it's way different than getting a beginner guitar from a pawn shop. Guitar.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not like my friend played it all. You know, he never picked it up. And I was playing all the time. I was playing every other weekend and, you know, in all these different bands. And he just knew how much I loved guitars and music.
Yeah. Okay. So, so what happened?
Well, so for 1 year from my birthday, he gave it to me.
Damn. He just gave you a $5,000. Nice. Like, was he aware that it was worth them? I mean, he just gave it to you.
Yeah.
We're talking about no strings attached. Just gave it
to you. No, those are sold separately, you goober.
I had to throw it in.
The guitar had strings, but yeah, no.
Fatboy bought a car that didn't have tires on it one time, so that's why he asked.
It was my retarded era.
It was. He can say that.
I can. It was about me.
Yeah. So the guitar, it did have strings. You said.
Yeah, it had strings, but no conditions. Right. No, you know, hold on to it for me, or if you get rid of it, let me know. Just nothing. It was a birthday gift.
Yeah, that's a nice one. That is a very, very nice gift. You know, just, I mean, you got to be thankful for what you. I've had two friends in probably the last 7 or 8 years give me a birthday gift. So, and I'm looking at one of them that did. Thank you, Paige. Screw my friends. Anyway, the guitar incognito. Coggy?
Y'all, I love that guitar. I played it. I, you know, took care of it, had it maintained. It kept a really, really good condition.
So, did your buddy ever ask about it over the years, or did he just not really care?
Yeah, I mean, from time to time.
Really?
Yeah. He'd see me at parties and ask if I still had it, and we'd talk guitars. He knew I still owned it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a weird noise you make.
Well, I'm wondering if he ever really stopped caring about it. Like, it don't sound like
maybe, but he never said anything about it.
Yeah. Okay. So I can figure this out already. You're saying past tense a lot. Let's fast forward so we get all this in. Where are we at? What happened?
Well, so last year my daughter got married.
Sweet.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, weddings are expensive.
Thank you.
You are not kidding, sir. You
yes,
are not.
They are.
You're not.
Yeah, we had some, you know, some unexpected costs come up. So I wasn't broke, but I needed money, so I sold the guitar.
Okay, this is what I was assuming here. Mm-hmm. Now, did you think about calling him first? And say, hey.
I mean, honestly, no.
Okay. I understand, but like, if he asked you about it, like over the years. Here's why I say this, and I'll go into the full story after we get, you know, all your stuff out of the way. But like, when my dad, you know, his health was declining, he sold his 58 Chevy Impala. Like, I didn't have the money at the time. I would have loved to have bought that car and kept it because it was pretty. His pride and joy. Other than his family, always said it was his pride and joy. But he sold it because he's like, you know, Mary didn't want it and all this stuff. I told the person who bought it, I said, if you ever sell this thing, anyway, I'll come back to that. Maybe it's one of those things where he had like giver's remorse. Like, he's like, golly bum, man. Like, I think about my daddy, think about him playing that old Fender. Even if I don't play it, I'd like to still have it. So maybe that's why he kept asking about it. And, you know, I don't know, maybe he'd want it now.
I mean, it had been my guitar for 16 years. It never crossed my mind.
I get that.
Not even once. So not even to see if you wanted first crack at buying it. Didn't even think.
No.
You don't want to sell
looking
it back.
I probably should have.
Yeah.
But, okay. You know, at the time, I didn't even think of it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's keep going with this. What's the advice part, I guess?
Well, so about 6 months later, after I sold it, I got a text from him that was like 7-8 messages long, completely out of nowhere.
Hmm. Oh, sorry, yeah, I was taking a swallow of a drink.
Somehow he found out that I sold it, and I still don't know how.
Look, you know somebody. Always knows somebody. It's going to get around. It's going to come back.
I don't know where you come from, but even with like Facebook and stuff, like everybody keeps up with everybody, even if they don't like follow them or whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah. He was furious that I said, you know, set up a trade in, said I spit in his dad's face.
Ooh.
Said if I'd ever sell, you know, if he'd have known I'd ever sold it, he'd have never given it to me.
Golly, man. I mean, that is so eerily similar to my thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, he called me selfish. He called me some names I definitely can't repeat on the radio.
Oh, come on, try it. Let's see. Test Fatboy's finger on the dump button fast.
It sounds like you thought about it for a while. You know, you sat down, thought about what he was going to say. That's what it sounds like.
7 texts long. That's long.
Yeah, I mean, the last one said never contact me again.
Damn.
I think he just texted in again.
That was your phone.
I mean, well, since then, he won't take my calls. He won't answer my texts. Nothing.
And did you apologize to him and say, look?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I told him, I never meant to hurt him. He knew how much that guitar meant to me.
Yeah.
All those years. I had it for 16 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, he won't respond, and now he's posting all this stuff on Facebook.
Is he posting about you or the guitar or both?
That is a bitch move, but what did he say?
Yeah, things like real friends don't sell meaningful gifts, or you know, some people only care about money. Things like that. Yeah.
It's definitely passive aggressive on Facebook.
Does he mention your name with this?
No, but everybody knows exactly what he's talking about and who he's talking about.
Okay, here's the question. What is your question, actually? what's the question?
I want to know if I was wrong. After 16 years, I was supposed to ask permission before selling something that was a gift,
mm-hmm.
or you know, because it originally belonged to his father, should I have offered it back to him first? I don't know what I should have done in this situation.
Dude, this is where you're gonna have people split.
Yeah, me too.
Both ways.
Yeah.
There's no easy answer.
Either way, he's not gonna be happy about it because you don't have the same value that he did. But if he really cared about it, he would have kept it for himself.
Right.
I mean, once somebody gives you something, you know, it's yours.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
I do.
But, you know, look, if my dad's old guitar, I don't know why he'd have one, because he was missing part of his middle bird finger on his left hand.
Well,
but if it ended up with a friend, like, you know, I'd appreciate a phone call.
Yeah, but that's the gray area. Legal, it's simple. Morally, that's a whole different conversation. Not the individual, but incognito, or any, as I called you. You know, we have a huge audience, like crazy. It amazes me. We're very blessed. So
very big.
If this friend's listening right now, would you like him to call, or would you like to say something to him? Or,
I mean, I'd tell him I'm sorry I hurt him. Same thing as I said last time. That was never my intention.
Yeah.
And I love that guitar. For 16 years, I loved that guitar. You know, I took great care of it.
Yeah.
But my daughter only gets married once.
Hopefully.
If I had known this would cost me a friendship,
yeah,
I'd have picked up the phone first. Yeah. Simple as that.
If he calls, do you want us to trick him into coming up here and then we'll beat his ass in the parking lot?
That's tough, man. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I just miss my buddy.
I bet.
Life's too short to hold grudges, and you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Oh, you ain't got to go Hallmark on us, Annie. All right, hold on. I'll stay on hold. I want to get your info so we can update this thing, okay?
I appreciate it. You guys are the best.
We really are. Thank you.
I wish you had the guitar right now so you can call him up and sing to him, I miss my buddy.
I miss my buddy. Well, was he talking about his friend or the guitar when he said, I miss my buddy?
That's a good question. Like, which one?
Okay.
Any?
We can get to our calls are already there. I don't know if they're about this or maybe it's the guy. God bless. That'd be great.
Please be the guy.
Paige, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to respond when we come back.
Okay.
Was he wrong for selling it without asking the friend after 15?
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Thank you, Moore. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
I'm not mad at you. I fully understand.
Good song.
When you text in, I ain't mad at you. When you text in and ask the number to call in, it's the same one that you texted. So look at your text that you sent and then hold down the phone number and then hit call.
Same damn one.
And so if you want to text or call, same number.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093. 0093. I was going to have you finish it, Paige. I didn't know if you'd say the right number.
Of course I would. You're
supposed to save it.
What's the FOF line number?
Easy's 4241-4318.
Damn, look
my girl. I am wearing a shirt today that says it on it.
Good movie. Well, part two was good too, solid.
Oh, yeah. What?
My girl, too. She goes to California. Can't tell you what happened at the end of part one.
Why?
So, you know, it might be a death.
Oh, yeah. Just saying. I don't want to say that.
And Home Alone died. He got stung by a bunch of bees.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he fell down a well.
Spoiler alert. The bees? That was baby Jessica.
Oh, so sad.
Let's go to. You know, she just got out of the pen.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She's a common hood now.
Oh, yeah. She got in a little bit of trouble.
She might have kept her in that well a little bit longer. She starts acting right.
Let's go to start with Bob. He's been waiting the longest. Bob has thoughts. Bob, good morning. I'm glad to hear someone with thoughts. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I've basically been in the same sort of situation before, except for I was on the end that the friend is in.
Oh, yeah.
I had sold a firearm to a friend of mine, and it was a personal one. And he told me he would hold on to it, basically, and if he was ever going to sell it, it would come right back to me.
Okay, yeah.
That makes sense.
But,
that's different.
But it had a lot of sentimental value to it.
Yeah.
So I understand where his friend is upset with him. The only way his buddy's going to be able to make this right is if he seeks out and tries to purchase the guitar back.
Yeah.
And sells it or gives it back to him.
So what happened to yours in this case?
In my case, I never received the firearm back, and it sucks because it was a family heirloom, and it was kind of just like I needed money situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I need the money. I let him buy it from me, and he promised he'd let me get it back. Turns out he went behind my back, sold it, and didn't even tell me a word about it.
See,
I'd call Rob on that.
That's a different caveat that you put on there. Like, hey, if you ever do sell it, though, like, let me get first shot at it. One time, that was the feedback there. He did you wrong. And probably, you know, you realize this too with it being an older firearm and the collectability of it, that he probably knew he was going to get more on the open market than you would pay for it. Like, he probably would just think you were going to buy it back for what you sold it to him for, right? And worth more. That's where you got.
That was going to be the arrangement because the firearm was worth about $1,500.
Yeah.
And I just needed a couple $100.
Jeez,
and
man.
And he's like, look, man, just sell it to me. I'll give you a couple $100 and I'll sell it back to you when you get the money.
Yeah.
So I guess you guys don't talk now because of that?
No, we do not. We do not.
Yeah, I get that.
You want us to
15 years that way.
You want us to give him the address here?
Do you want us to beat his ass when he gets here?
Yeah, I mean, we could.
Okay.
We could.
Okay.
That'd be a fun.
All right.
I like this.
Well, I don't know about this. The guy has guns. I don't.
We might have to call Rob to mediate.
Okay, we'll do that.
I like how all the vices turn into us.
He'd be the best guy for that, actually.
Yes, he would.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, appreciate you listening, sir, and I hope you are reunited with your gun someday.
Yeah.
Someday. Anyway, yes. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you, Bob.
Too.
Thank
Paige
you.
Loves you more.
I love everyone with ears. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're born without ears, I really have no use for you. But no one tell them I said that.
I mean, what if they got big ears? Big. I know a guy with big ears. I've been staring at him.
Wouldn't that be awful to be
earrings?
To really be deaf but have huge ears? Like, that
God,
sucks.
That would
not
work.
Too wasteful.
Because as a man, your ears and your testicles keep growing.
Well, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. The length and also the hair nearby.
That's how you tell.
Do they hang low?
Oh, yeah, when you get older, yeah. That's how you tell how old a man is, if his ears are real big and he's got, you know, big nuts.
Two and throw.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's not lying. Like, my grandpa, the one that I didn't like, he looked at his earlobes drooped like you would thought he had had gauges in them back in, like, the 20s, and they closed
cool.
up because they drooped down so long.
Yeah.
That
wasn't the case.
Quickly, because I didn't want to make that about me. I wanted to get that thing out. But I had a friend I'm no longer friends with that it was his choosing, that he gave some, I have to be very generic with, he gave me something one time, something he had bought a mass of things, and he's like, I saw that and I knew you'd want it, I gave it to you. It was very nice. Well, about a year later, I got married to Grace's mom, and I needed money. I needed money, and then we're also getting a house that we had no furniture to. So I went on a selling spree and I sold that item. Well, person that I sold it to down the road eventually went to that person and tried to sell it to him. And he's like, where'd you get this?
I don't know.
And he's like, oh, I bought it from, I was just Matt then. Mm-hmm. He's like, I got it from Matt. And that dude, like, I'm not saying he completely cut off communication with me, but he let me know that, like, I
wasn't
that was
cool with that.
I was like, dude, like,
man, come.
I'm kind of like that dude there. Like, I needed it at the time, you know?
But here's the thing. The person that gave it to you didn't want it.
That's exactly right.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you want us to beat his ass for you?
You know, life has taken care of that for us.
Oh.
So we can put our hands back in our pocket.
It would have been funnier if he said, where did you get that from? And then the guy said, where you got it from? He's like, well, you know what? I stuck it up my ass anyway. So, joke's on you.
You know, that's like the third time you've made intercourse to your butt.
I know, I'm going to be in the office today.
For him.
Really, won't you come in here and let's have a chat real quick. Yeah.
But with my dad's car, though, like I was talking about, you know.
Do you know where it is now?
No. It's changed hands several times. I know the original guy, Gene Gore, rest in peace. Gene Gore's Corvette World. I know my dad bought an Impala from Corvette World. But,
that's awesome.
It changed hands a couple times, but like, I wouldn't drive it. Like, you see me driving like that. I mean, it stood out. I mean, it was.
Let me ask you a question. If I could find this car,
we would.
You want me to beat the guy's ass and steal it, or just steal it? You want me to beat the car's ass and then steal it?
No.
I'm here for you, bud.
I want you to steal the car, bring the car back.
I like where this is going, because it needed some work, right? Like, it was going to be like a project car.
No, it was totally done.
Well, I'm thinking of a different.
It's nice.
Oh, you're thinking about the red one he bought. He had two. I would.
Side question: you want me to go downstairs right now? The first person I see, beat their ass in the kitchen.
Yes.
I like where this is going.
Can we stay upstairs?
That's even better.
Okay.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.